I've mentioned a few times, just as program notes, that I've got a lot of vacation time I've got to use up, burn up over the next several days. We only have 23 days left in the year. I have more than 23 days of vacation time coming, frankly. I'm going to use as much of it as I can. But I have tomorrow off for another reason. And I can thank Mitch Albom for that because, believe it or not, I can't believe it, it's the 10th year of his Say Detroit Radiothon tomorrow. Mitch, good morning. I can't believe it's 10 years.
Yeah, me neither. It seems like just a year or two ago, setting the alarm for 4:30.
And I know you love that.
Oh, gosh, I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how I do it either, but I do love it. But if it were up to me, if I were king, morning drive would be something like noon to 3 or something like that. But I'm not king, and it doesn't work
that way. In college, it is.
Yes. I'm taking along on my vacation a best-selling, New York Times best-selling book. It's called The Stranger in the Lifeboat, a novel by Mitch Albom. How's it going? Because I keep checking, and you're still on that New York Times bestseller list.
Oh, yeah. It's this book has sold more and faster than my last four books together. For some reason, The Stranger in the Lifeboat has struck a chord. It came out at number one in the New York Times bestsellers list and Amazon. It stayed up there since. And I guess it's the story about a group of shipwrecked people who pull a stranger into the boat who claims that he's God, and they don't believe him. And it's what happens as you know, things get more and more dire. And it's just a parable about hope. But, yeah, it seems to have struck a chord with people around the country, and I'm very grateful.
Well, good for you. I never get to do recreational fun reading while I'm working because there's just so much reading involved with what I do. But as you know,
right.
But I'm taking this book along. It's perfect size, perfect gift. Are you signing it anywhere? I cut out I wish Rosie would send me when you're going to be places signing books. As I see it in the newspaper, I cut it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, with COVID, most bookstores and places aren't open for that. So what I'm doing is just going out and signing books at various places, you know, privately, and then telling people, okay, you can go to Costco, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Target, and they're there. But unfortunately, no in-person signings as of now. But tomorrow is going to be a huge day because we've got the 10th annual Radiothon. And, Paul, we've got a lineup to try to match the anniversary. These are just a few, okay? Hugh Jackman, Katie Couric, Hoda Kotb, J.K. Simmons, Dr. Phil, Tim Allen, Jane Pauley, Hank Azaria, Calvin Johnson, Matt Stafford, yes, even though he's not a Lion, he's still part of Detroit, Cade Cunningham, Desmond Howard, Steve Eisenman, lots of local broadcasters, star athletes. And we're back in person, which is nice. You know, last year, I was there and Kenny Brown and Steve Courtney, but that was it. You know, no crowds, no anything at Somerset North. Now everybody's back and can come join us at the north side of Somerset in the Grand Court. And we'll be there from 6 in the morning until 9 at night, raising money for all the charities of Say Detroit, which 100% of the money that we raise goes right to needy Detroiters. And this year, man, yeah, I would say more than ever, but last year was the same thing. What COVID has done to charities, what COVID has done to the need for charities is immeasurable, and we need all the help we can get.
You will have another record radiothon. You will raise more money than you ever have from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. tomorrow. You can call, write the number down so you have it, 855-955-4483. That works out to be 855-955-GIVE. And then you can also buy and bid on auction items at MitchAlbumRadiothon.com. And I guess since you weren't able to get any really big-name guests, I suspect you have some pretty big deal things that you can bid on with that auction. I've bid on some of those things in the past.
Well, sometimes your show, getting to co-host an hour of your show, it leads the way in terms of some of the bids. So you should be very proud of that if you would like to offer that up again once COVID goes away and we can have people in the studio. But, yeah, we'll have trips to New York to see the CBS Sunday morning show, have brunch with Jane Pauley, trips to Los Angeles to see the Dr. Phil program, a guitar from Paul Stanley from Kiss, all kinds of, you know, fantastic signed footballs and hockey pucks and things like that from star athletes that make for great Christmas presents. And if you can't, you know, obviously we want people to listen to it on WJR. If our bosses had their way, and we did too, they'd sit by the radio all day long. But you can also stream it and see all the action at MitchAlbum.com, WJR.com, ClickOnDetroit.com, Freep.com, many places you can watch it as well as listen to it.
And to buy and bid on the auction items, MitchAlbumRadiothon.com.
Right.
And it's all day tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mitch, God bless you for what you do. You don't need to, but you continue to do it. Now your 10th year of the Say Detroit Radiothon, raising $8.5 million plus so far. And as I say, tomorrow will be your biggest and best. Break a leg, and I'll talk to you from on the road somewhere.
Great, Paul. Hope to see everybody out at Somerset. Thanks so much.
Mitch Albom here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. You hear Mitch here from 5 to 7 every night.